Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Tonight on Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Swefansale, we're asking, what are the hardest adjustments you had to make after getting married?
Because a conversation a day is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Swefansale. And this evening, we're speaking about marriage. And since it's a Wednesday, we're streaming live on Kaya FM TV. So please go to kayatv.co.za and watch us. I'm joined in studio by media personality Ntombi Ngcobo Mzolo and her mom, veteran actress and singer Lina Ngcobo. And we're talking about marriage, as I said. And the question we're asking is, as a mom, what adjustments did you have to make after your daughter got married? And I know that, you know, couples, you know, once you're married, you need your freedom and autonomy to make decisions. But some parents struggle to let go and cut the strings. I'm an only child. I've been married for 15 years. And by the time, my mom passed away. Oh, but before then, she was just part of my life. She used to buy my clothes. She'd phone me every single day. Check out, have I eaten? What am I up to? What am I doing? And I think she forgot to I need to let go. But it's difficult. I know double mama, sometimes they really struggle. So we'll be discussing that tonight. You can call us on 086-000-959 to share your experiences. Are you married? Is your mom struggling to let go? Are you a mom who's struggling to let go of your daughter who's married? And yeah, let's talk about it tonight on Sidebar Cindy. But before we carry on, I'd like to say welcome to our guests.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So Mama Lina, I'll start off with you. You've been in the media industry for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And how did it start and how has it been so far?
When I went off it. Because I must be hearing you through.
It all started at the age of 18 when I released my first single, which became an instant hit, I Need Somebody. And since then, I've never looked back.
And waloku wazukuthi uzoba ku entertainment industry?
I think... No. Bengas. But ngaphakathi kumina bekunalo fuqu lokuthi umculo ngiyawuthanda, bengine passion yokuthi ngiyawuthanda umculo. Kodwa bengazi ukuthi kusho ukuthi
kuzoba
yami. Yes, bengazi. Mina inhloso yami bengithi ngifuna ukuba udokotela.
Really? Yes. Mama, it's never too late. It's only 6 years of your life.
Oh, man.
Can I still do it.
Can I say something? Funny enough, I think she's a natural doctor because she will diagnose you. If somebody is sick, you literally give her the symptoms. I don't know whether she's experienced too many people that are sick or she's been too sick herself, but she will diagnose you. She will tell you what to get and you will be healed. So that for her, literally, like our kids, we don't stress. Like
when I leave, Mama knows everything.
They are covered.
You can still go back and do it.
Spiritually,
that's what I'm a pastor. I understand, yes.
So yeah, understand. Ukuthi ngiyakwazi ukhila ngokukhuluma nawe nangezwi. Yeah, bon. So kusho ukuthi sengcovered ngalapha.
Oh, that's beautiful, Mama. And that's the voice of Mama Lina Ngcobo, veteran actress and singer, and healer as well, as she's just explained. And Mama, when you got married, Uma wako, you know, was it easy for her to let go, or was she still a part of your life and part of your marriage?
For my mom, I think she was just very supportive, and when I got married, I never realized. Angizange ngize ngikubone nokuthi maybe uyangimisa or kanjani, but into engiyaziyo ukuthi she was always part of my life because when mangiqala ngiba nabantwana, she was there for me.
Oh, and that makes a big difference.
Kakhulu. Ngoba mina bengihlala ngisendleleni, that's why abantwana bethu bawomakhulela endleleni. Uyabona uma umculi ngaso sonke isikhathi usendleleni. So angikwazanga until kufika kumina kulang bone khona ukuthi awu kanti kunjena uyabona ngoba ngikhumbula makufika kimi mayisezo fanele ahambe seqala ukukhulunya izindaba zamalobolo ngikhumbula ngikhuluma naye ngithi sis I don't think ukuthi ngiready athi yena hayi mama ngithi mina ngibona ngibona ngathi kuyinzima le nto athi nakumama wakho bekunje kusho yena
exactly yena she's chilling with her hubby having a fun time a good time mina mase kumele nami ngiyoyitholela wami uhubby is like I can't let go like
it's difficult
girl you just have to let go. But I understand also why it was very difficult for her, me being the eldest daughter, and I was still very young myself because I was literally 24 when I got married. I'm celebrating 10 years of marriage this year, you know? And I think the biggest challenge for her was me not being at home because I just feel like both my parents are obsessed with us. Bafuna sihlale endlini, they want to see us and they used to be walking up by a cup of tea and you know?
And now the slave is gone.
The slave is gone, you know. So it just got to a point where when I got married, I remember even after they paid ilobola, my in-laws were negotiating with sicela ukumthatha masiqede, and I was like, no, you'll take her another day, not today, I'm not ready. And I remember I stayed at home, but not long after my lobola were paid, then I moved in with my husband. It was only after we got married. Oh goodness, Uma. She would literally just show up.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Hold that thought. We'll talk about that after the break on Sidebar with Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9.
Sidebar with Cindy on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sidebar with Cindy with me, Cindy Siwe Fansale. It's a Wednesday, and every Wednesday we stream live on Kaya TV. So make sure you're watching us on kayatv.co.za. This evening's topic is an interesting one. We're speaking about moms and marriage and how moms adjust to their daughters getting married. And if you're a mom who had a hard time letting go, then please call us 086-000-959. We want to hear your story. I'm joined in studio by veteran actress and singer Lina Ngobo and her daughter, Ntombi Ngobo Mzolo. And I tell you guys, just off air, they were sharing some very interesting stories. So Ntombi, so you've been married for 10 years.
Yes.
And at the beginning, Umama was just not understanding where her daughter was.
No. And the worst part is Yena and my dad, they never separate. So literally, they would go, same WhatsApp group, bayaqhubulana, they take each other straight to my house. No call, no nothing, no warning.
Is she SMS nyana?
Early days, honeymoon phase after marriage. Not we're still trying to, you know, get to know each other. Chances are we just trying to have fun. Go, say they are here. And you're like, but Ma, you can't. You know, and I think for her, it was difficult to hear that coming from me. But at some point, you just have to. But you know what? And obviously, there's certain things that hubby will never say to them. But then, like, Master Slim, she's like, but, like,
why are your parents like
why
this?
Are they? No. But why are they here? Did they tell you they were coming? Aww. No, but we're still just.
Oh, but for Russia, pet.
Always.
Always.
She would get to the house. If anga pegi, she doesn't mind taking out pots. She doesn't mind start cooking. It was just home for all of us, you know, to a point that my dad was like, you know what? I think we must get to a point where we renegotiate amalobola with umkhwenyana as lobole sonke because we are always here.
Ute ubaba. You know what happened? Every day I felt masivuka ngithi man kufanele umuntu adlule abone umntwana. Bona ukuthi umntwana uright.
And that's reality. You know siyahleka but yeah. it's something that you have to go through. And I'm glad that you're being so honest about it.
And siya masifika sihlale ukuchilo kube mnandi. And it's either iloko or ngimtshela ukuthi ngicela siphume out for ladies yabona
ladies day no ladies announcement
day. Ladies day sisibonane umyeni wakwami wathi ngelila ngemama phela abalobola ngathi lo mzulu bashade untombi mina le ndaba yakho ukuthi uzofuna sidlule njalo kwamzolo cha mama kufanele nje uvume ukuthi ingane yakho isishadile. I think ngaqala kancane
after how long mama
mhlambe it was after boma 6 months kanje. Yeah, after boma 6 months ngaqala kancane kancane senginikeza space nyana. But it's like, you know, the pain is like you're losing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
you know,
something.
We don't say it. We don't speak about it, but it actually is a loss.
Yes.
You know, you, it's just that because weddings are such a joyous occasion, you can't be seen to be crying and being sad about such a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you keep it in your heart.
Yes.
But it is painful. Yeah, I mean, my mom used to
tell
me.
It was real painful because we are this close knit family.
Mm, so you and your four children and your husband.
And finally understand ukuthi akekho umuntu replace omunye umuntu.
Yeah.
Uyayibona lonto. Umuntu nomuntu nesikhala sakhe. Like yena enyinto every day ekseni ubaba umuntu othanda iti. So before I am sebenzini ubezovuka yenzela ubaba kiti afika kokote.
Oh.
Yabo alethi ti. So we missed that knock. Yes, ekseni koko.
So nababanye couldn't they take over?
Ay,
I think we all have our special qualities.
As Mama has
something
said.
That one offers and something that another offers.
Mm.
And also, I think for me, maybe I didn't understand it as well, but maybe I'll understand because I've got girls. I've got two girls. They'll grow up. They'll get married one day and maybe it will make sense.
Mm.
But my thing is that, but I'm not gone forever. You know, I'm literally 20 minutes away.
I can come any day.
It's just that I'm not sleeping here anymore. I'm not waking up here. But I'm a call away. If you need me, I will come home. If you want to see me, but let's plan it properly, you know. And I think it's just something that comes with growing up. And I just felt, Hore, they just need to understand that I'm going to start my own life.
Mm. And can I say something else? I mean, when I look at my life, if I was to compare moms, right? My husband's mom is very chilled out. She, you know, umaga Marinus, I would be being out of order if I say she has caused me any problems. She doesn't demand anything from us. We see her when we see her, and that's how it is. But my mom was really in our lives a lot. And sometimes I'd feel as if it's unfair. You know, why do we spend so much time at my mom's house? Why do we pay so much attention to my mom? And did that ever cross your mind in Ntombi?
It does all the time, but I think with me, it's also, things are different. For instance, personally, I spend a lot of time with my side of the family. Reason being, I've been working with them all my life.
Mm.
So we still work together. My husband and I manage my dad and my mom and the rest of the family. So, if it's not personal, then it's business.
Mm.
My mom-in-law on the other side, she works 9 to 5 or 7 to 7 actually, because she's a sister at a hospital.
Yeah.
So half of the time she's not there. If I need help, maybe even with the kids, half of the time she's not there.
Mm.
But Tina, because we're in the entertainment industry, our times are flexible. You know, you can make yourself available. I can call Ma tomorrow. I need help. Please,
and Mama
please.
Can just drop and everything.
And Ma can
and
drop
be there.
Everything, you know? So I think it also takes understanding situations, understanding where we come from, understand Uma Mezala, understanding my parents, and them also understanding and not taking it personal, because then it becomes a problem if Uma Mezala will think, why is she spending more time?
Yeah, that's true. And Leo understands the importance family, because you can build up resentment,
which is,
you know, between families.
Exactly. It happens, you know. So I think it's just also being open, being clear, and communicating. I think communication is key in every relationship, making it clear to Uma Mezala, listen, if you want kids, if you do have the time, if you're off, let us know. If you want to come visit, you can come anytime, any day. If you want to get the kids, anytime, any day, and just being open and clear.
But I also think ukuthi abakubokwa mama baya use kakhulu.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, baya use kakhulu abakubokwa mama, because I think mama akho uba nale soft spot yokuthi at any time when you feel like coming uzoshiya abantwana ungabashiya asale nabo.
I've never thought about it like that, eh?
Baya use kakhulu nami ngiyayibona ngoba there was a time where mina nomyeni wakwami besinga afford. Yeah, understand. Si sokola sihlupheka, and into besiyenza bengithatha abantwana ngihambe ngobashiya kumama. Umama ngikhulisele bona
until
isikhathi
right.
So ngiba right ngiyakwazi ukuthi abantwana ngihambe ngibalande. Uyayibona lona.
Yeah.
Kodwa ubungeke ngapha umzali wami uya understand ukuthi anginayo imali yokuthi khona manje ngikwazi ukuthi abantwana yonke into ibe right. So yena akuphandile naye bezokuphandela abazukulu uyayibona lo until leso skhathi ngizizo ukuthi no sengi right manje
ngibalala
abantwana bethu ababuye kuthina uyabo of which kwesinye isikhathi ngibona kungabi lula uyabona ngapha mawuthola ukuthi ama sacrifices awafani.
Interesting, Mama. That's an interesting point.
It's because a society has made it a woman's responsibility to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I won't go to building a home. I think it's just normal for a female to build the home. You know?
Socialization, just, that's how we've been socialized.
Exactly. So taking care of the kids has always been made to be a woman's responsibility.
Yeah.
That's why when you have to work and take care of the children, the woman's mother understands more. My child can't actually do everything. I can help her. Mm. On the other side, Mamezala probably doesn't see it. So goes, no, but umakoti kon. You know, umakoti will deal with it. Umakoti will take care of it, you know. But umama, I think, feels it closer because She's been through it herself. That is the reality, and she's been through it, and she knows it, and she understands. And also, as women, we feel it's our responsibility to take care of children. And it's a conversation that sometimes I'd have with my husband all the time. What's it, Babs? How come away now when you want to go? Like, you don't have to worry about abantwana bazosala nobani, abantwana bazodlani, the baby's back, this, that, nothing, you know? But every time I have a meeting, the first thing at the top of my head, or if I have to work, what are the arrangements for the kids, you know? And sometimes it takes having these conversations to make life easy for yourself, for your husband, for the children. Because the moment as a woman you get frustrated, you will take it out on your husband.
True.
You will take it out on the kids. It will cause problems for the marriage, for the children, for the family.
Mm.
So sometimes it's about sitting down and talking about these things. Which, you know what, hon, I want to do this. But sometimes at this day and age, it becomes almost impossible to do all these things at the same time. So if you're available, can you assist here?
Yeah.
You know, if you need to do something else and I'm available, I'll assist you.
And your kids are still quite small. I mean, you know, I'm looking at your little toddler, you know, crawling about on the floor, and those first 3 years of a child's life are a lot of work, especially if you're working. There's no balance. I always say to people that there is no balance. It's a lot. It takes a lot out of you.
Can I tell you a movie? Ne? I've gotten to a point where at the office, I've set up a little corner for my 1 year old. Because in the world that we live in now, I'm very paranoid. We see a lot of things, what nannies do to kids. I'm like, I'm not going to go through that. And I've taken it upon myself. I'm going to take my child to work every single day unless my mom is available, unless mom-in-law is available. So she's got her little corner there.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this whole week, actually from Monday, I've been hectic working. And yesterday just got to a point that I could not be with her. And I had to leave her with my mom.
Yeah.
So Angamboni, I'm breastfeeding. Today I had a call time for 8 o'clock in Pretoria at the Chinese embassy because, I sing in Chinese.
Yes.
I sing in, South African languages. So they're celebrating their 70 years and they asked me to come and sing their national anthem.
Mm.
It took longer than expected. Literally, I just got home to pick up Uma, like now. It was like 30:30. It was just before 6
And then you started to drive. Yeah.
My breasts are full because I could not express. I need to breastfeed. I'm like, I'm taking this child with me. She needs to be feeding on our way to the interview. And that is the life that we live as women. Which as like, I'm literally putting back my clothes as I'm getting out of the car. It was okay, fine, we are here. Let's rush out. Let's do this. And that's the life that we live
in.
Yeah,
working, being a working mom is very challenging. But we're taking calls on 086-00-00959. We're speaking about marriage. We're speaking about moms and how they have to adjust to their daughters getting married and just letting go. You know, Umamlina Ngobo has been so honest about how she struggled, especially in the first 6 months. I'm also joined in studio by her beautiful daughter, Untombi Ngobo Mzolo, who's been married for 10 years. And they're sharing openly and honestly, and I appreciate that. So we have Domaika calling us from Joburg. Hi, Domaika, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy. Hello? Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Yashem Gay Boomer, beloved Ninky.
True story, babes.
Hi, I'm a good Ninky, I'm just a Ninky, Ninky. Oh, man. Hi, Abukunenge. Oh, my, watch out in the Tayami. What am I? Namarobolo, 60,000. I can't even
imagine. And I think that's just also trying to make it difficult. For as long as I can hold on to her, I'll pull out every trick.
So eventually, what happened? Yeah.
And how's
Mama coping?
It's
difficult. And how do you feel though about everything?
It was okay. You feel like I should write. Now I'm saying no, mama. Don't go
yo.
Who peg a banen?
Yeah, he's again.
Ayuma, what's your comment again?
Okay, let's hear what Mama has to say.
Okay.
Hello, Mama Ninjani.
Hello,
Ninjani.
Why you
oh, Mama.
Utando, Mama. It goes beyond my point.
Man, utando lingana netri.
Mama, yes, you can tell me to tell us something, ne, ma'am. I'm sure Mama was going to go there.
Mm.
But Ubabong Zalayo, when he paid Lobola, he paid 170 rand.
180, baby.
180.
That's
what I'm saying. 180. But look at them now. 180 because of Utando, they have built from nothing.
And we've been together for 40 years.
Mm.
And hey. So too, it was the Ubu builder empire. Eh? But Mama, you know, I think you know, it can be interpreted that you were trying to prevent them from taking your daughter.
Not at all. But therefore, you have to go back and work again.
I think Mama Kuningi kubekelwa ukulandela amasiko and introduction and bringing the two families together.
And that's the most important part.
We are dayiswa because I don't think uthando luyakhetha ukuthi do you have money or don't you have money. And in life, being realistic, you can have money today and lose
tomorrow,
everything tomorrow.
Yeah.
So but if you have love, Mama, you can stand the test of time. There is nothing that will break you. And I think it's sad with as a people, we've now put money before everything else. And if upege imali, you might end up losing sight of your peace, your love, and your happiness, which should be the most important thing, I think, even for your daughter.
I can't tell you that I'm a local bank. I'm a negotiation scale. But he.
Fortunately, my mom supported uthando lwami nalo Lazaro wami. Up to an extent ukuthi when he wanted to pay lobola, they knew ukuthi akana mali. Into yokuqala babuza ukuthi unamali.
Let's
ngathi mina uthi no 300 rand. So besila ekoli bona base Limpompo. Umama wami wathi hawu musile 300 uzophelela endleleni nabakhoni nokulala nayo yonke into mntanami. Kungcono thina size ekoli. So to my mom it was all about ukuhlanganisa lemindeni ewuthu nothandolweni.
And accommodating situation.
So they came to Joburg. They came all the way from Limpopo to Joburg. They spent their own money.
Yeah.
And only to find that mabe figa indoda yami akuseyona 300 rand. Seku 180 ngoba lenenyu idle ngendlala. Uyayibona lona. But then baba mphekele badla kwakikizwa ubungazuthi ngilotsholwe ngemillion. But to be honest right now, I feel like I'm the most expensive wife because of a build up of a relationship. Lento esiyakhile yahlala kuyena. Namhlanje I think umama no baba, there was a time when they bebe ne challenge ngemoto. Waba surprise ngemoto. Because it was never a gaze kufike kulenda yokuthi engathi si mhlambe bangidayisile or kanjani kuye kwahlala ukuthi bangamukele njengomntana wabo. So if bene problem kushukuthi problem yethu sobabili.
That's beautiful.
We told alone.
So we'll continue the conversation after this break on Kaya FM Sideboard Cindy. We're taking calls on 086-000-959. The hashtags on social media are Sideboard Cindy and Kaya FM Talk. And I'm still chatting to Lina Ngobo and Ntombi Ngobo Mzolo about marriage and about moms and how moms adjust to their daughters getting married. We'll be back after this.
I am worldly.
Worldly. Worldly.
Kaya FM
95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sideboard Cindy with me, Cindy Swift and Sale, streaming live on kayatv.co.za. So I hope you're watching. I'm in studio with Umam Lina Ngobo and her daughter, Ntombi Ngobo Mzolo, looking beautiful on this beautiful day after Heritage Day.
Just like you.
Thank you, Ntombi. And we're speaking about marriage and we're speaking about moms and letting go, cutting the apron strings, you know, when their daughters get married. And we're just speaking about Ilobola and Mam Ngobo. Thank you so much for sharing your story because it really is about bringing families together. And I think sometimes moms can cause problems for the couple even before their marriage starts, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us. I mean, I'm a mom. I've got two kids. One day my kids are going to get married. And I just need to be aware of my blind spots mm-hmm. as a mom. Mm-hmm. So, Mam Ngobo, I mean, so you've stopped visiting every day.
I'm
Savagashi the way
you need to Varashi.
So we go to her.
So we babysitter.
Ay, ugozo nje bafone manje, mam, ukuphi? Baqala kanjani? Ukuphi? What are your plans for today?
But you know,
uqala nje uvela uthi, hayi namhlanje anginde. Okay, besicela ukuzodrop abantwana.
And she'll never say no. That's a beautiful thing. But what I've realized is, like she was saying earlier on, Tina, she would take us to Ugogo. Ugogo would raise us. Yeah. And
you remember those days?
I do. Aww. I do. Oh, goodness. Those
grannies are so special.
They are the best, you know. And for us, as said enough, abogogo bamanje, they are too busy.
Like, abogogo bamanje by a seven, and Nati, we're going to be working gogos, eh?
Right. Because
life has changed.
I remember the other time, Habi and I wanted to go to the summers. Mm. And we're like, guys, it's let's have Antoine. But yeah, it's with Tolana Pambili. We're like, we're going to the summers.
Together.
You know? So they've become very busy. But what I love, or what I find very funny, and I think as young women and wives to be before you get married, we've just gotten to a point where you just accept.
Mm.
Literally.
Mm.
I remember before we even got married, we wanted a very small, intimate wedding. And we said, no, we're going to go with 150 guests. Umama's like, how? And then abantu baka mamzolo, abantu bami, abantu baka daddy, 150 is too small. Can I tell you, we agreed on 300.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up with just over 500 guests.
And most of them came from this side of the family.
This was just the white wedding. We still had a traditional wedding.
And how many people were there? Do you remember?
More than 500. Mm. More than 500. But most of the guests, Shem, were hers.
Yeah, from that side of the family. Sounds and, just like my wedding.
And the worst thing is, I remember 2 days before the wedding, we bumped into one of her, not even friends, but people she knows. Mm. Hey, boss, ban ban. Did I tell you that Untombi is getting married Saturday? Oh, Zenabantuan. I'm like, this girl. Like, I thought with RSVP we are done. You know, numbers. She had an overflow, like a, she set up a different marquee for an overflow with screens and what. And you know when you get there, nobody wants to be in an overflow.
No, definitely. We all want to be in the main marquee.
Everybody ended up being squashed in that marquee. But I just thank God, Wuti, there was more than enough food. It was a beautiful occasion to a point that even today I will meet people that say, "Hi, what darling, ninja, no sashati, how's your husband?" And I'm like, who is this person?
But they all came from Mama's side of the family.
Intebe mnandi kakhulu inkingi bese kutheni if umuntu ezoletha abantu abese balethela wena ukuthi wena uprovide manje mina bengiletha abantu bami beprovidelwa yini so wena beunganankinga nje bokuthi wena ushade kube mnandi ujabule
as long as
mina ngibona abantu bami.
So basically I was rent a bride, you are just here to be umakoti lomshado, it's me and my people.
I must say ukuthi for mom
buza ukuthi aka enjoy
yangana, look,
ask her
the way
ask
she's
her.
Blushing, I'm sure she had a lot of fun.
I was hungry,
it was beautiful, I won't lie.
I think, you know, I think my mom, if there's one thing that made her very happy, you know, in life, was A, the fact that I got married and the fact that I had children. Because, you know, when I was growing up, she was just very doubtful about that ever happening. I remember when Marinus came to tell her, when she met my husband, in her, she said it in isiZulu, she didn't say it in English, because obviously she was like, oh, ngiyabonga. You know, ngiyabonga mkhwenyana. And I knew it was just the rest of the sentence wasn't completed, but I knew exactly what she was saying. Thank you for. In my heart, I just looked at it. I was thinking, how this woman, like, honestly, you know, is that how lowly she thought of me? But not that marriage is a prize. I mean, it's a bonus. I wasn't aspiring to get married, but it's a bonus. It's happened and I'm happy. But moms, I think a lot of moms, you know, worry about that. And mama, why do you worry about if your daughter's going to get married or not? Why is it so important for you guys?
I think, to be honest, wonke umzali ufisa umntanake ashade, but at the same time asibi prepared for ilanga lomshado nokuthi after lokushada lokubokufisa uzohamba. Uyayibona lonto le, but isifiso sawo wonke umuntu nomuntu wesifazane omunye nomunye ngaphandle kokuthi umzali uyafisa nawe ukuthi ushade ube nomzi wakho kube mnandi, uba naleyo nto leyo ohlala uyibhekile ukuthi umshado wami ngifuna ube njeni, ngifuna ukuba nabantwana bangaka, ngifuna kwenzeke ukuthi empilweni yami. Isifiso somuntu omunye nomunye, and when it comes it's a blessing. Uyayibona lo nto. So to me,
and I think it also comes with nje being in a safe space, you know, because I think marriage comes with commitment. For me, I wanted to be in a safe space. I wanted to have a partner for life that I'll know, Wuti, this person's got my back, I've got his back. I wanted to have children in a safe environment where I knew that they would be taken care of. If I was not there, then my better half would be there to take care of them, and he would be present for them, you know. And raising abantwana in an environment that is safe and they are protected, you know. Because most of the time, I think it's easy when you're not married to just jump out of a relationship, from one relationship to the other, to the other, to the other. And life happens. You find people, would say, not by choice, but you never find an honest person, and you end up clumber with children from different men. But I don't think that's what one hopes for, you know. And it's only normal, at least from where I stand, or would say, as a person, if you want to have children, I wouldn't want to have children from all over. And this is something I even say to my friends, like, maybe it's sometimes crazy. Or even if you have a husband, no maninga sabon gahle gahle, if niyahlukana and maybe you decide not to get married again and you want another child, don't just go and have another child ungashadanga and ungamanu negotiate no ex.
No ways.
No, obviously. But like, from where I stand, you know, sometimes we've got children from different fathers. Lomunyu right, she has also sat umtana ke uye shopa for Christmas. Lonu baba kunya malele. You know, agamtengeli sweet, agamtengeli ini loyana.
That's a reality.
Which
for many people.
So it's situations that I think people don't want to find themselves in, which is why we aspire to get married. We want to have families because it's just a safer environment for you.
Well, that's interesting.
And then you understand us, Sam. Akhohluka ukutshela yona ukuthi makusekushadiwe ne
wabuya ngelinye ilanga. Hey mami, ngicela ukuzovakasha ekhaya. Mina no, mntwana okunankinga. Uzovakasha. Hey, ngicela ukuvakasha
ngiyaphuma ngiyaphuma indaba.
Ngicela ukuvakasha ngiyiwani, ngithi uvakasha uyiwani. Sisi mawuphuma la, awuphuma sekunikeze lokho omunye umuntu. Mawuzovakasha la uvakasha nomzolo. Maye ngekho umyeni wakho ayikho indawo yakho. So I think leyo nto leyo bekukhona lokho, but at the same time umntwana ngifuna akhumuzi wakhe akwazi ukuzimela, akwazi ukuthi akusho ukuthi namhlanje mabe ngabonanga ngesolinye nomyeni wakhe usenendawo yokupaka. Cha, ngamtshela, samtshela nobaba, nami ngamtshelisisa ngathi mntanami sakunika isingle no return.
And I'm glad ukuthi mama mentioned this because I think this is the root of many successful marriages, and it's one thing that can also break marriages. If you don't have a blessing from abazali, it's easy for you to have a broken marriage, because if it was not for my parents, I probably would have divorced like literally 2 months into my marriage, because you don't have if your parents bangenalo iqiniso. First of all, it's important ukuthi abazali bakwazi ukukutshela mawu wrong, bakwazi ukukutshela mawu right, but most importantly, mani zo support abantu ukuthi bashade. You need to support them through and through, and be honest, there isn't a relationship that doesn't have challenges.
Well, look, your marriage is challenging. I mean, there are challenges, but I mean, I feel that, and I say this even when I'm counseling, you know, my patients in my line of work, that if it's not working, it's not working. There's no use in trying to force something that's not working. And sometimes separation is a good thing, gives people a chance to sort themselves out. You might get back together again and build a better relationship, or you might stay apart and still lead a better life than you'd have led if you're together. I mean, when I look at my life, if my mom and my dad hadn't divorced, I don't think I'd be the successful person that I am today. And I say this with all honesty. My mom did a better job bringing me up on her own than what would have happened if her and my father had stayed together.
Which is very important. I think those are decisions that should be made as well. Would see, does staying together, is it better for the family or not?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes staying together as parents, if ningazwani, nizoqabana naba, like in front of kids, it's more damaging to your children than exactly. You being apart and giving them the best part of you. But what I also just am trying to say is that as abazali, you can't, for instance, if I have problems, I run to my parents and they are very quick to say,
"Ayihlala
mntanam angazokuhlanyela," whatever
that's
the
not,
case
yeah,
may be. It's very important to also have both parties here. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's get to the bottom of it, and not just taking one side of the story. And for them not doing that, I think has brought me to where I am, because abanya abazali, they're very quick to say when you run home, but nana lana kuzohlala kusekhaya ngenendlini, and then it's easy for you to just disconnect and move on when sometimes it's something that could have been resolved.
Well, thank you so much for that honesty.
Engifuna kuyiraise la into ebaluleke kakhulu, yi foundation, which is a foundation must be built on love. Inkinga esiba nazo ekugcineni is marrying for wrong reasons. That's why uthola abantu ekhambeni kwesikhathi sekufanele ukuhlukwana. Mhlambe niyashada because nimithisene, benihlangane kuyi one night stand, and then manje senifuna ukushada just because ukuthi nikhulelisene. So if foundation yona ebaluleke kakhulu, because if your foundation is strong, and there's no other foundation ezoba strong ukudlula i foundation enothando. And uthando lingunkulunkulu. Love is godly. You cannot love and hate at the same time. So when your love is built on uthando, you will stand everything. But inkinga isekutheni nifika la esekufanele ukudivorce khona, ngoba kukhona uncommunicate. Ngoba uthando anthandani. You need to communicate a lot about everything, no matter how small ucabanga ukuthi incane. Yes. And ungalali ungalungisanga inkinga yakho. If ulala namhlanje, it's a day, tomorrow is 2 days. That's why usuthola abantu at sineviki asikhulumisana. Mina and my husband asikaze silale singakhulumisana.
That's good, mama. But yeah, we'll carry on this conversation on another day. Thank you so much, Mamlina Ngobo, for being here. Thank you, Ntombi Ngobo Mzolo, for being here and for sharing so openly and honestly. I think I've learned a lot, and I know that the Afropolitans have also learned a lot. But I'll be back tomorrow evening on Sidebar with Cindy at 7 p.m., and I hope you enjoyed this evening's show.
Thank you very much, baby.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan. Rewinding.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.